the things I find interesting was I kind of thought you were slotted into Michael's spot, and then training camp starts, and I'm seeing Pacinger out there. So are you sitting there going, are you as confused as I am?
Nah. Pacing, you know, he's been working, he's been playing his spot, he's been practicing it, he's been doing his job, he's been doing a good job at it. You know, he's a good athlete. You know, he put the time in. You know, we communicate with each other. You know, all I can do is just continue to work hard, continue to, you know, do what I have to do to, you know, make the team. And, you know, that's it.
I mean, I know you said it's humbling being hurt, but, I mean, is it disappointing coming back and not starting?
No, it's not disappointing. It's just... You know, this time, you know, continue to keep pushing forward. You know, my opportunity to come. It's only what day four. So it's time. You know, I have my time to prove myself, just like he will too.
Do you feel like because you missed the time and because you were easing back in the spring, that maybe you know this is kind of where you thought you'd be going into camp?
We all understand when coming back from injury, it's going to take time. Not just, you know, I'm happy they didn't just throw me out there. I'm glad I had the opportunity, you know, to work myself in there.
You're clearly not 100%. Hmm? You don't feel like you're 100%.
I'm good and ready. I'm ready.
You're ready, but you're smiling because you're...
I'm smiling because I'm ready. I'm ready for the season. You know, it's a new opportunity. It's a new challenge. It's a, you know, new battle for our team.
Did you have something right after the season?
Hmm?
You have something done right after the season?
I mean...
Procedure or something?
No, sir.
No. Just lingering from last year?
Yes, sir.
Was it... PCL is kind of one of those injuries that... Everybody here is ACL. Is the PCL as hard as...
It's nowhere near as severe as an ACL, but it's, you know, something you got to get back into. You got to work it into. You got to, you know, strengthen different parts of your body. It's an injury. Injury is injury.
You mentioned before you have to, you know, try to make the team. Mm-hmm. Is that still your mindset, try to make the team?
To be honest, not. It's not, you know, just handling what I have to do, you know, stepping up, you know, and it's my third year. They expect more from me. I expect more from myself. My team needs me, and I'll be, a good part of this team no matter where I'm at.
I mean, the linebacker situation, you know, there's six guys rotating in, rotating out. There's no guys coming back who are, like, established starters. Do you look at it as kind of like a real, you know, open situation at almost every spot there?
I mean, it's an open opportunity for everybody. There's no vets that have been, you know, for the New York Giants, you know, so, you know, we're going to stick together. You know, the position is not for the player, for the person, it's for the, for the position.
Taquan, you're one of the few guys that probably could be a three-down linebacker for this team. They don't have a lot. They don't use a lot of three-down linebackers, but you could be one of them. How important would that be for you? Because, you know, up to this point, you've kind of come in situations, things like that.
That's the goal. My goal is to be, I heard a quote that, Ray Lewis said that, you know, what team takes out the general, you know, and, you know, my goal is to be, you know, the guy that we can count on. So the guy that you count on, you never take him out. I don't want to come out. I don't want to come out. I don't want to, you know. I want to be the guy that they need, the guy they called on, the guy they can trust. You know, that's my goal. You know, now, you know, with respect to all the other linebackers, I'll do whatever I have to do to be that guy.
When you have a day like yesterday, it seemed like you were a little bit more active out there. They put you in with the ones. In the red zone drills and stuff. When you're in coverage and you knock down passes, is that when you know you're about as close to being yourself out there?
It's the mental game. It's the mental side of it, you know, knocking down balls, doing things like that. I've been doing that since Pee Wee. So that's not a big difference, but yeah. You know, just to get back out there and, you know, to have the guys, you know, jumping around and being excited for me, and I feel at home. You know?